son of him who knew thee not has set, O Amun. But as for him who knows thee, he shines. The temple of him who assailed thee is in darkness, while the whole earth is in sunlight. Whoso puts thee in his heart, O Amun, lo, his son hath risen. The new ruler, performing benefactions for his father Amun and all the gods, has made what was ruined to endure as a monument for the ages of eternity. And he has expelled the great criminal, and justice was established. He surpassed what had been done previously. He fashioned his father Amun upon 13 carrying poles, his holy image being of fine gold, lapis lazuli, and every august costly stone, whereas the majesty of this august god had been upon 11 carrying poles. All the property of the temples has been doubled and tripled and quadrupled in silver, gold, lapis lazuli, every kind of august costly stone, royal linen, white linen, fine linen, olive oil, gum, fat, incense, myrrh, without limit to any good thing. His majesty, life, prosperity, health, has built their barks upon the river of new cedar from the terraces. They make the river shine.
Thank you.
to reach Tel al-Amarna, drive 8 miles south of Malawi to the point where you cross the Nile. On the east side of the Nile, the distance is less than a mile and can be covered on foot or on donkey. Behind the present village, at the ancient site of Tel al-Amarna, the ruins known as the Palace of Nefertiti are among the very few remnants from the Akhenaten period. Tablets in cuneiform writing, which contained correspondence between Egypt and Syria, were found here and are now in the Cairo Museum. To see any sites on the eastern bank of the river, you must cross by ferry, which carries cars along with the usual donkey carts and local traffic. The ferry docking station is located at the southern end of the town. You should arrive there at least 1/2 hour before the 6 a.m. crossing. The ferry does a brisk business, and you will need every available second for sightseeing. There is nothing left of this glorious city of temples and palaces. The mud brick buildings have long since crumbled, and little remains of the immense stone temples but the outlines of their floor plans. In addition to the tombs and ruins of the city, there are several stelae scattered around the plain which mark the limits of the land belonging to the city. Most of them are too widely scattered to visit and are also in bad condition.